Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. This is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Wayne Horsley. He's the new director of parks for the region of New York State Park System. And we were talking about a little bit of history in the last segment, but right now we're talking about the hearing, or I should say the exposition of the new planning that's being planned for in Nassau County. It's going to be at the Nassau County Legislature, is that right?
That's correct. The Nassau County Legislature, May 8th at 6 o'clock.
Okay, great.
Now, less about 2 hours.
And if you can be there and you want to give the input, it'll be welcome. Now, in this session, will there be a recording a secretary or a court reporter like?
They will. They're taking notes. I believe there is going to be a recorder, but certainly it is going to be.
If it was a formal, it would have to be.
That's exactly right. And but what we are certainly doing, we have people there that take down notes of all the questions that are being asked. And if they weren't answered that night by those people that are at each easel showing the different buildings or projects in which we're going to be doing at Jones Beach, we will take down their name, address, and email,
and get
back to them personally. We want to no. we want public input. Yeah. This is the people's park. This is not Wayne Horsley's park or Ernie Fazio's. It's all of our park, and we couldn't be more excited than to revitalize and rejuvenate a park that's frankly grown a little tired, and we're coming back.
Now I just want to go over to Robert Moses Park. That's a simpler park. It doesn't have all the complexities of Jones Beach. There's not much is going to change over there, right?
Well, we are over the next year. This is, outside of the Jones Beach Revitalization Project. As I mentioned, we're going to, statewide, we're getting $90 million that was given to us by the governor.
How much does Jones Beach get?
For 5 years. That's what he has promised us. And the legislature has agreed. So that's $90 million statewide. Long Island will get its fair share. We're about 40% of the agency. We have 38 parks on Long Island, state parks. And it's we have well over 20 million people visiting the Long Island region state parks every year, 60 million statewide. So we're a good percentage of the state park system.
Say that again. It was how many for Long Island?
We have over 20 million folks that go to the Long Island state parks.
But 60 million.
60
over.
Million statewide. And yeah. It's a tremendous system. There's really nothing like it in the whole country. We do more business at Jones Beach than some of the major national parks, the Yellowstones or whatever. We get more visitors at Jones Beach than they do, simply because it is a destination place for New Yorkers. When they take the day off, they go out to Jones Beach. And as I said, we're going to rejuvenate Jones Beach, and the governor and the legislature has let us do this.
I just want to take a diversion here for a moment.
Sure, go ahead.
What about the parking fees, for example? Are they going to remain the same?
They are going to remain the same this year. We're looking at $10 a parking fee, but frankly, the best deal in town is to go out and get an Empire Passport, which is $65. Then you can go all year long. You don't
to any park in the state.
Any park in the state.
And I've done that.
It's a great deal.
I've had a pass now for probably the last 20 years.
Right.
And you can go any place in the state. I go to Bear Mountain. I get it.
They're all part of our system.
Yeah.
Interesting. You mentioned Robert Moses before, because Robert Moses is an interesting park because it's a local park. It is for anyone that grew up on the South Shore of Long Island. I mean, that's where they go.
You know,
West Islip, Lindenhurst, Babylon area. Through the Islips, they go to Robert Moses. And frankly, when I was a kid, that's where I used to go. That's where the girls were.
That's where my kids. Spent their time on Robert Moses Park until we had the house in Fire Island.
Right.
And then we were there on the weekends most of the time. But we spent an awful lot of time there, and they have nice facilities, you know, barbecue and things like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And may I add that at Robert Moses, if we're going to talk about Robert Moses, we have over the winter months, we have been restoring the sand at Field 5 because it was hit terribly hard after Hurricane Sandy.
And I saw it.
The federal government, through CBDG monies, has given us a good share of those dollars for replenishment of the beach.
And of course, the people who own boats are very happy about it, too, because you cleaned out that inlet, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We cleaned out the inlet. And what we're going to be doing in the very near future is we're opening up the Robert Moses Marina, which is on the inlet side.
Yes.
That has been restored. After Sandy, we rebuilt it. And so that is...
had it been used in the... I hadn't seen a lot of boats.
No, it's been down for a number of years. It was
But it's such a great facility to be able to come to your boat, come to the beach on a boat.
Right, right.
And
And then off to Robert Moses. And
do you have a fee for parking your boat there?
Excuse me?
Is there a fee?
There will be a fee, yes.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what it might be?
Honestly, Ernie, you call my office, 669-1000, and I'll be glad to give you, I'll let you know.
Okay, because you don't know today.
We haven't opened it yet. I'm not sure the fee has even been set, but we're going to be
probably
opening
similar to the parking fee.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a great location, particularly for I know the auxiliaries have already said we go out to the auxiliary flotillas out to the Hamptons, and that's where they generally go to. They said the place to stop off at and for the night on your way to going to the Hamptons will be the Robert Moses Marina. So it's definitely an add-on to our park system.
If you go to the Robert Moses Marina and you're going out to further out, you'd go out to, outside again, right? You'd go.
That's correct.
Yeah, but it's not that far in.
No.
It's only about what, a mile and a half?
I would think something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I wanted to say something about the fees. The fees stopped being collected at 6 o'clock, right?
Right.
During the day. During the 4 o'clock during the week.
That's correct.
Six o'clock during the weekends.
Right.
Well, when Bernadette Castro was the...
Okay.
Do you know the story?
Yeah, I have a feeling I do, but go ahead.
She wanted to extend it to the hours that the fee was collected to 6 o'clock during the week and 7 o'clock on the weekends, and she did.
Yes, she did.
And there was an LIA meeting where she was speaking, and I got up to ask a question. I said, I know you've lived a privileged life, and you may not relate to this at all, but when I had small kids and was broke, I'd wait till 4 o'clock to take the kids to the beach because I didn't have to pay at that time, $2.50 or whatever it was. I said, you know that there's people out there that still do that because they're watching every penny? I said, I don't think it's good. I think we ought to be a little bit more kind to the people who look for that opportunity and bring their kids after hours.
Well,
and you
well,
know what? She reversed herself.
Well, there you go. Well, know that the governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo, is not going to raise park fees this year and
not extend the hours.
I don't believe he's extending the hours. No, that's not on the drawing boards.
Okay, that's good. But I thought it was interesting because I appealed to her in a way that probably no one ever talked to her that way. Do you know what I mean? I'm not ashamed to tell people that I struggled when I was a young guy.
Okay.
And I had kids. I think we get embarrassed by that. I don't think we should be embarrassed. That's a phase for a lot of people, which they go through until they get their feet, you know?
Well, that is the American dream.
Yeah.
That is what America is all about, Ernie. And so
and
you
I don't
hit
think
it on the head. People, entrepreneurs venting things in their garages, on a shoestring. And
I don't think she was being mean-spirited. I think she was thinking in terms of like a business person. Mm-hmm. How do you make this more viable by having the revenues, you know?
Right. In all fairness, her administration, they did a number of good things for the parks. Certainly, one would remember that we had the U.S. Open during her tenure.
Yeah.
That was a major piece of Park's work. And frankly, for the community, having the U.S. Open and other
at
golf
Bethpage,
at
you
Bethpage
mean.
State Park, at a state park.
And then they used the buses to house to store the cars from the visitors.
So, as with every administration, there's those pluses and minuses, and she had a lot of pluses as well. Let me add, when I'm thinking about Bethpage State Park, we have the Barclays in 2016 and the PGA in 2019 and we were as far out as 2024. We have the Reuters Cup. So with Bethpage is going to be front and center of the
is that facility up to snuff otherwise?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Bethpage. And frankly, if I look at it, and to be fair, during Ms. Castro's tenure, Bethpage became the number one park. And she put monies into that park.
This is Ernie Fazio. I'm talking to Wayne Horsley. He's the regional director of the parks for Long Island. And it's been an interesting conversation. This is Earnestly Speaking, and I thank you for listening. Be back.